Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Josh. He is the director of a Right Super Yacht Teak. How are you, Josh?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell me about the teak. Now, of course, it is the favorite wood. There is not really a wood that can compare to teak. It is something that is highly sought after. Of course, there's been a lot of controversy in regards to teak. Tell us what makes you different.
So our main unique selling point is that we are genuinely trying to be ethical and sustainable. So you asked me what we're doing different. We're working with a lot of foundations and organizations. Trees for Trees is one of them. So we're genuinely planting more trees than we're felling. The goal next year is to maybe ramp that up to 10 trees planted per one that we cut down, which is something that's very unique to us. We're even going to look at doing water sources, wells, building schools, because a lot of the farms that we're using are in very poor Asian countries. So I think that's it's a nice way to give back. And honestly, we've built such good relationships with the farms that we're using because we're helping them a lot. So it's good for business as well.
Why was teak allowed to get to this stage? Because I remember, I grew up in a logging yard. My father was a logger. And I remember 25 years ago that when there were rules put in that when you cut down a tree, you had to plant two in its place. And this was in British Columbia, Canada. Why was that not applied and why wasn't that looked at and why is that only becoming something that people are paying attention to in the last few years?
Well, generally speaking, in the timber trade, deforestation is a massive issue. I think that teak, the species Tectona grandis, is maybe getting a bit of a hall pass because it's just so valuable and it's so scarce that a lot of these rules haven't been applied. So it's frustrating for us because we're going far and beyond what we legally have to. There's no mandatory requirements for us to be PEFC, FSC, Legal Wood Association. We're doing all of these things because we want to. No one else is doing them. We don't have to do it. It's just a nice stamp of approval for us to legitimize the business and, yeah, it's sad. It's sad the industry has got to the state it's in. That's the reason it's so rare, because they've just cut down all the forests. There's none of it left. And the other thing is there's not really a suitable alternative out there. There's lots of, you can get fake teak, composite teaks, which they just don't last as long, and the guests aren't happy with them. Why would you go for fake decks that last 5 years when you can get the real stuff that lasts 20 years? So it is a problem, and we're trying to address it in our small way. As our business grows, the more we're going to give back. So we think about it a lot.
What specifically is it about teak that makes it so extremely popular for yachts?
The teak isn't uniformly good. There's a lot of competition who are getting teak from subpar sources. There's lots of different species of teak. If you wanted to go for the best of the best, they call it FEQ, first European quality teak. The Tectona grandis that makes it onto yachts is incredibly dense. It holds lots of natural oils, and it's high in silica. It's all to do with the runoff from mountains. So if you have sources that are around mountains or the Himalayas, for example, then that teak is a lot tougher, a lot more arduous, and it can sustain any elements that you throw at it on a yacht. Because if you were to, use an alternative, you do see some very rare yachts that use mahogany or cork or anything like that. It just doesn't hold up as long because decks swim platforms spend most of their life underwater and they're fine. It's quite incredible that teak really is that resilient, but that's the reason it's the best, and that's the reason why nobody wants anything else. And I can't see the industry changing their mind anytime soon, especially because the artificial stuff just isn't holding up. That's why it's the best.
How can you tell, for example, somebody finds a company that gives them a good price and they supposedly are sustainable? How can you tell if the company doing it ethically?
That's a really good question. And when we started this business early this year, it's only a baby business, but we knew we were going to get that contention point brought up. So we're doing something that's, again, quite unique to us. We're working with a couple of laboratories, Kew Gardens Botanical Garden in Richmond, London. And I spent some time there with their scientists, and we did all of our clade sampling. So they boil it down, they put it under the microscope. We had samples from, you know, 10, 15 different countries. We were testing out to see which was the best sample so that we could actually have the best product. But then we were also testing to see if it genuinely did come from the place that the person who sold it to us, see if they're actually telling the truth. So we now have a supply chain to the tree stub. We can actually do a DNA test on a piece of wood and not only know the species, that is Turner grandis, but we can actually reverse engineer it back to the tree stub where it was cut down from. So I know for a fact that none of our teak is coming from illegal sources, or I'm trying my best not to throw mud here, but it's not coming from sanctioned countries. We are only coming from legal, mostly Asian-based countries, but it's not sanctioned wood. I know that there's lots of containers getting taken away in customs because they're coming from questionable sources, shall we say. So we don't want anything to do with that. We're sticking to purely legal wood, and people like the PEFC and the FSC wouldn't want to be dealing with us if that wasn't the case. So that's our main USP, that it's all legal, bona fide, and it's got a certificate as well. Every single order we do has a certificate, either from Double Helix Laboratory in Perth or from Kew Gardens in London.
You mentioned that not all teak is equal. Is there a way to look at that teak or test that teak to make sure that it isn't a lesser product than what they expect?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually my main job. I'm all about the quality assurance, and we have a great team of either ex-yacht crew or their carpenters. We have devices that can literally scan the tree and it can find out how much heartwood. The heartwood's in the middle of the tree, and then you've got the sapwood on the outside. We're only really interested in the heartwood, so that's the stuff that's relevant for yachting. And then once we've actually got the planks, it's crucial that you saw the logs in a certain way. If you quarter saw them or rift saw them, if you can picture like a cake and you're sawing always towards the center of the log, then you basically guarantee that the grain is going to be perpendicular to the cut, which means it's a perfect plank. No knots, no wavy grain, no defects. So that's our main key criteria. I do have like a secret recipe, if you like. It's got 40 different points on it. And if one plank doesn't make it through my 40 points, we reject it, and we'll likely use it for furniture. So we're pushing the whole sustainability thing. We don't want to have any waste. So I don't want to walk into the forest and only accept 10% of their production. We have other sources. I was telling you, we had a really exciting meeting with one of the biggest construction stores in America. They have over 2,000 stores here, and they're interested in buying all of our rejected planks, so the planks that aren't good enough for the yachts, and they want to build furniture out of them. So it's amazing business, but it's also incredibly eco-friendly as well, because we can walk into the farms and just say, we'll buy everything that you can produce, and we'll plant as many trees as you've chopped down. It works quite well.
Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of you or has any questions, of course, we have many ways to get a hold of you, and we'll supply that underneath this interview when it airs. Josh, I want to say thank you.
I'm happy to be back on the show again.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.